Elizabeth Green is the director of the new Pine Tree Players production. She joins me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Rob.
Good. Tell us a little bit about Arsenic and Old Lace. What is this show all about?
It's got a bit of everything in it. It's a comedy, but it's a bit of a farce, and it's a drama.
A little dark.
A dark made funny.
You know, it's based on a classic script, and there was a movie about that back in the 40s, I believe, as well.
Yeah, it was first put on the stage in New York in 1941. There was a classic movie. Cary Grant made his name in it as Mortimer, the sane son.
It's a sane son surrounded by crazy people? Is that sort of the idea?
Totally, utterly crazy people. Two absolutely charming crazy people, one right off his head, and the other one not a very nice person at all.
Does the show still hold up today?
Yes, because I don't think it's really got anything in it that's relevant or not relevant, because it's so off the wall. It sort of lives by itself out there in the atmosphere.
It's a pretty big cast, I think, for a show, isn't it?
11 or 12. They come and go so fast, I can't remember how many are in the play. It's a big cast, and so gathering everyone together for rehearsals is one of the major challenges,
because
everybody's a volunteer, so they all have families, they all have jobs and other commitments that they have to put aside for a while.
It's always a big volunteer effort to put a show on like this. I mean, you've got to build the stage, you've got to have the backstage people, and yourself as well, putting a lot of hours.
Yes, it is. And we need more people. And it is fun. The set is in Manhattan. The sisters sort of yen back to the Victorian age. So there's masses of stuff. You know how the Victorians loved clutter. So it was a big set to mount.
Who will enjoy the show?
Everybody. Yeah. I wouldn't bring very little children to it. I'm not going to give away the story or the plot, but I think it's everybody's show. It's actually sheer entertainment is what it is.
Fantastic.
I don't think it pretends to be anything else. I don't think there's a moral in it anywhere. In fact, it's almost an amoral show.
When do things get going here?
Wednesday we have Pay What You Can night, Thursday sponsors, and Friday it open to the public, and Saturday to the public, and then next week Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And where can people get advance tickets?
Cafe Books and the Cellar Door.
Fantastic. And they're $20 each. Doors at 7, show at 7:30 as per usual?
Absolutely, yes.
Canmore Miners Union Hall, Arsenic and Old Lace, the latest production from the Pine Tree Players. It sounds like a pretty entertaining dark comedy, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing this one. Director Elizabeth Green, thanks for joining me on the show today.
A pleasure. Thank you.